We're back with the TVH Two Broke Hoes podcast.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Yes, Two Broke Hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids, we calling and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings dead. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we know for one.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
I said, man, hold up, I done came down, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we bout to clown. I'm pouring up my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
It's Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
I hear you now, nigga.
Nigga, my phone doing a whole update.
Is that what the problem was?
No, it just, I canceled it early. Talking, but let go.
Oh my gosh. It took for this shit.
What the fuck?
We need a bigger audience to do this.
Fuck them.
You are. Right. You are.
Why we need a bigger audience?
So we don't have to fuck with what's the name we fuck? Anchor.
What we gonna fuck with, nigga?
A cameraman.
Oh, so we can quit our jobs and do it. Okay, I got you.
Thank you, bitch ass nigga. How was your day?
As long as fuck.
I know. This whole week has been long.
Yes, it has. I'm at like 52 hours and I still gotta work tomorrow.
Damn, wait a minute. Ain't you only a work week is 40 hours? You gonna work overtime?
I mean, we don't get time and half the Chinese overtime. That's neither here nor there. I don't even want to talk about it. Mm. How was your week, nigga?
Long as fuck. I'm off 2 days next week. I'm off 2 days the week after that. So this week had to drag by because I was gonna be turned up next week.
Okay. Why are you off so much?
First of all, bitch, don't nobody go to work on their birthday. My birthday is falling on a Thursday, so I'm taking Thursday and Friday off.
Oh, yeah, we're going to H-Town, baby.
We're going to H-Town the week after that.
Oh.
You know, me and Abri's birthday is only 4 days apart, so if she has a birthday party, it normally falls on the weekend of my birthday. But that's all right. I'm celebrating the whole year.
Okay. Not the whole year.
The whole year. Like, my new year doesn't start until the 5th.
What you want for your birthday?
Ooh, cash.
I got you $5.
$5? All right, bitch, just cash up me shit.
Send me your cash up later, nigga.
I could get a burrito or something, my nigga.
This motherfucker would think of food.
What else I want to buy with $5? I can't get no gas.
I'm gonna send you some. I'm gonna send you enough for a bottle of Douce.
Hey, and then I'm going straight to your mama's house.
Hey, gang, gang, gang. She need it. Yeah, you go over there.
Going straight to your mama's house. That just made me think of something that I need to ask you about off the pod. So let's get started.
Let's go. Because I'm trying to go eat.
I know these. Yeah, we going to eat hibachi. It's gonna take me about what 4 hours to get there. But
5 hours
to get there, but she can't eat till I get there, okay?
Okay. I'll wait for you, baby.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So, is dating your friends old boo? Is that a thing? Like, have you ever done it?
I have.
So, I was going to ask, was it off limits? So, obviously, for you, it's not.
Well, the guy told me it wasn't what it looked like, that it wasn't even like that, blah, 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 blah. I guess I should have asked her. We were like close, but not really. Like we had grew up close, but once we got to high school, we weren't as close, but we were still cool. But he told me it wasn't like that and I took his word for it. So
he was cheating on her with a girl, and he was still talking to that same girl when me and him was dating. Because what he did was he gave me the letter he was supposed to be giving to her, and gave her the letter he's supposed to give to me. And that's how I found
out. How you get crossed up writing a letter? Oh my God.
I was right there on the motherfucking 200 hall. With Griselle. I don't know if you know Griselle, but
yeah, me Griselle. She was in something with us.
Yeah, she was my best friend. And we were by Coach Palmer's class doing something. I think we heard just talking. He gave me the letter. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was, he wrote it to Ebony Parker.
And I was like, damn. Was the letter, like it was addressed to her, like had her name?
Yes.
And when you read it, bitch, what was your response like?
I gave it back to him. I was like, you gave me the wrong letter, dumbass. He was like, it was lean. So, you know how he talks. Love him to death, you know, but I'm just like.
How he give somebody the wrong letter?
Yeah, so, but he was dating Ashley before me, but he told me it wasn't like that. So, I let it go, and I should have just asked her. I mean, it was high school. I don't think she really cared anyways, but so yes, I have. And I've also had a brother try to talk to me.
Okay.
Because me and him were more compatible than, well, not more compatible. I actually had two brothers. And I also talked to somebody's, my ex-boyfriend's cousin.
Well, so I guess okay. Go ahead.
I did that because he cheated on me. So his cousin. Okay. So
revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ebony Parker, wasn't she like way older than us?
Oh, not Ebony Parker. No, not. Whoa, go back. Not Ebony Parker. Shout out to Ebony Parker. Ebony. Damn, what is Ebony's last name? I cannot remember her name. Not Ebony Parker. Not.
Okay, because I was like, wait. Minute, because
She goes by Jolene now, but her name is Ebony.
Because I remember Ebony Parker, and I was like, she was like a senior when we was in the ninth grade.
I don't remember the girl last night. Me and her are cool though. We're friends. Let me go look.
That's crazy. Okay. Anyway.
What about you though?
Mine was kind of the same. We didn't date. We were going to, but I wasn't scared to talk to him because I knew that he had talked to another person or like one of my friends. I was just scared to talk to him, period, because he was like way older, not like old man older, but he was like a few grades older than I was. But, I don't think she was being upfront with me about, you know, the severity of their relationship. She thought that they were talking, but they was really just fucking. And so. Ooh. Huh? The man. Yeah, you know these niggas.
Limp Noodle. Huh? Hello? Nigga, where you go? I put the new pies on. Nigga.
Yes.
That's your shit.
Oh, my bad.
That was just me this whole time.
My bad, nigga. My bad. Okay, no, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Then he was damn near married to somebody else.
Thank you. But no, I didn't know the severity of the relationship.
I don't think it was severe for him. That's why.
I don't think anything was severe for that person. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to ask you a question privately regarding that person. Because I have a... Hold on. Matter of fact, let me text it to you because I want to hear your response.
But yeah, I don't think that she was telling the truth about, you know, how serious that relationship was. Like... But even still, like some people, like the people that you sleep with,
mm-hmm.
I never wanted to talk. I didn't want to talk to my friends, the people that my friends were sleeping with. That's part of the reason why I don't talk to people from Leesville now, because I know everybody slept with everybody. And that's why I don't talk to people from Leesville now.
Check your text messages.
You are absolutely right. I didn't think that exactly when I first saw it, but you got perk there.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you trying to doppelganger ass motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So in my younger years I have done it, but not in adult. Well, naturally. But.
So you know, as we are all getting older and people are settling down and starting to get married, the pot for us, I feel like, is like very slim pickings. And, you know, being from a small place, as small as Leesville is, you can't help but then talk to somebody else that you know or may be close to has been with or has talked to. Like, it's damn near impossible. However, like, okay, so in our adult years, I kind of feel like we're more tolerant of it. Like, didn't you used to talk to my friend in high school? Yeah, but that was in high school. We was all on hot Cheetos.
Because me and you low-key have talked to the same person here.
Ooh.
Hood Bay.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, damn, bitch. I forgot about that.
That don't even count. I'm just saying, if we be in tech, the small town thing, everybody talks to everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah. See? And oh my gosh, he told me a story about a night that he came to your house drunk off of Cisco.
Yeah, okay.
He threw up on y'all damn flow.
Did he?
That's what he told me. He said that your mama was trying, your mama didn't know what to do. I said, I would have put your ass out. You gonna come laying on my couch just projectile vomiting everywhere.
It must have been him and Cool that came. I don't even call him Cool, but anyways.
I don't think it was him. It was him, and I think they came over there to see your brother. That's what I gathered from it.
Oh, okay, so that's why I don't know about it. Okay, I don't, because I don't know.
But he said you was there. I thought he said you was there.
I might have been. I don't know.
You know, we was on hot Cheetos and honey buns back then, so shit. Yeah. That was like crack for us.
Yeah.
So I feel like in our adult years, like the shit is more, we're more tolerant of the shit. Because I never wanted to talk to anybody that my friends talk to.
But you know what? Niggas will do it in a heartbeat. They don't care.
In a minute, oh my gosh, one guy tried to talk to me, he tried to talk to two of my friends and one of their little sisters, but he done tried to talk to the whole block, and we all lived in the same neighborhood.
Well, we got one here recently that was trying to talk to both of us, and we didn't even know.
This is true. This y'all niggas ain't shit.
And we on a whole podcast together.
Yeah, like, we talk, I don't know if y'all don't realize this, but like, if you claim you fuck with the podcast, like, me and Shayla talk.
We talk like every day, actually. So
we talk all the damn time. Like, we don't just link up on this shit and just start bullshitting for an hour. We talk like throughout the week. If something crazy happens in my life, she probably like one of the first people that I call. Like, bitch, let me tell you about this. Especially if it got something to do with one of y'all trifling ass niggas.
Hello, married niggas and whatever else.
With y'all married lying asses. Yeah, this she the first person I call, so like I don't understand.
Hmm, it's okay.
Have you heard from that person?
I have.
Oh wow! So they
I didn't screenshot it. What's the point?
I got completely cut off, so I'm okay with that though.
Did you?
Yeah, like I have not. I forgot about it. I was riding down the street one day, and I was like, I wonder what happened to this motherfucker. But I didn't want to think about it too hard because I didn't want him to pop back up.
Yeah.
I'm cool on that tip.
Get your ass off the bed. You're going to get me in trouble. No.
What is you and that dog doing?
He in the bed. You're going to get me in trouble. Move.
The dog is on the bed. I'm going to tell.
He jumped in the bed. That nigga big. Oh, he weighed 33 pounds.
Damn, what you feeding that man?
Shit, I don't know. Anyways, come on. Fuck y'all.
Okay, so, yeah, with y'all lying ass. How do you get over a bad breakup?
Ooh, shit. I just buried the shit. Like, I just moved. I can kind of...
So, first question. Have you ever had your heart broken?
I have.
Okay.
And I went off.
How did you deal with that?
And I cried.
Like?
Yes.
Okay. Like, you went off
one time it almost got physical. Okay. It did get physical. Yeah. But,
Ooh.
Yeah, I got my heart broken. I broke a lot of hearts too, so you know. Yeah, I'm not gonna leave that out.
Yes, please don't leave that out.
Trifling motherfucker out here in these streets. I am a changed woman, but I've been delivered.
She has been delivered.
Goddamn. I am a heartbroken. I done broke heart, and I got over it by just getting the fuck over it.
So does that mean like pushing yourself out there to meet and talk to new people? Are you like in isolation for a while?
Like, I lose feelings quick. So it's like, oh man, my heart's broken. Move right along. Not necessarily to another person. I just don't be caring. I don't be giving a fuck. Something wrong with me. Probably.
You are broken.
So, yeah, I don't.
You are broken.
I'm weird.
So revenge has always been my best tactic. I'm not gonna lie and say that I've not been like butt hurt over the situation. However, revenge was always my tactic, or not necessarily revenge, like especially if I can't touch you, because you know we got jobs now, so I can't fight mm-hmm. or bust windows like I want to. So I let me just say I stunt
is the hat, get a like meat
on a motherfucker, like yeah, okay. I stunt real hard. That's what I do. That makes me feel better about the situation. Like, aha, look, bitch ass nigga, this could have been you, but you's a bitch. Now look at you.
Walking
around with cradle cap.
What grown up got cradle cap?
So, yeah.
Is that possible?
You would be surprised.
No, it's not called cradle cap for adults.
Yes. Well, who it's not called that? Cradle cap for an adult, but that's what the fuck it looks like. Girl, your best friend.
How you synced it? You synced them?
Okay.
Where you synced him at?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you said that's recently. Why he was wearing a durag. That's right. I mean, a bit. You sure did.
You don't be listening to me.
You gotta take care of them things when you put them in your head.
To me. Mm-hmm.
Or you walk around with cradle cap. What'd it look like?
It's bad. Like bald. It looked like
it's bald and ashy. What is it?
Huh?
Crusty.
It's really dry.
They got some stuff for that in the baby section.
They got some grown up stuff.
Blue on their motherfucking man.
Shampoo.
Motherfucking blue magic on your ass. That should get you right.
There you go.
Grease that scalp.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Blue magic and that royal crown.
Yeah, it is.
That's a thick ass.
Whatever you using ain't working, I guess. I don't know. I ain't synced it.
That's because you don't you're
what can't do with his hair.
You don't talk to him.
He can't even say my name right. So what I'm talking to him for?
I agree. Shit, I asked myself the same thing. Like, why are you talking to this person?
Especially, I'm about to say you got roaches, baby.
You got roaches. Especially since you got roaches. I'm like, why are you?
No, you need to tend to your roaches, girl.
I know.
You had to stunt like that. Y'all had that 200,000. But she got roaches. She got the German one, the cock one.
Got roaches.
Brazilian. She got all this shit.
Yeah. Yes, and it's bad because I have a daughter that's allergic.
Is she for real?
She's allergic. She's dead ass allergic.
What should I do, the allergy test or something?
You've never.
I don't fuck with nobody that would know if they allergic to. No, you have. I know okay, you had a test. Wait, so you don't do roaches.
Have you ever?
Oh, yeah, that's like allergy test.
Have you ever seen?
No.
Roach boo boo. Right, okay, why? This is why you don't see it. And I didn't know this either until we did the testing. So you don't see roach boo-boo because it, like, dissipates or it evaporates and turns into, like, dust. And that's what she's allergic to, is the... Yeah, so it's, like, they'll poop and then it turns into dust. And that dust, if you don't dust your house or you don't clean, then it just gets
about hoarders.
That's what she's allergic to. Because it just spews in the air. Oh, I can't watch that because that makes my stomach hurt. Like, just I watched one where they had found a few dead cats, and after a certain number, they have to call the animal control people or somebody. They got to call somebody where you could possibly go to jail for this.
99.
They had found 99 dead cats. 99 dead cats in this woman's entire house. She had a garage full of shit. She had a living room and kitchen full of shit. She had an upstairs bedroom and bathroom that was just full of her whole house full of shit. And can you imagine just somebody sitting in that? Like, in that, I know dead cats smell shit, a regular cat smell, especially when they poop. So I know just sitting in that.
Oh,
and she ate in it. That's the thing. Like, she would eat in it. I can't eat around no funky. You ain't gonna never in your life.
Those are the people that participate in potlucks every
time
at the job. Nasty motherfuckers like that.
Yes. Honey. Yes. Yes. One of my coworkers made fried chicken, and it looked fried, and it looked like it was fried pretty well. And I was like, you fried that chicken? And he was like, oh, it's not. He said, yeah, but it's not fried. And I was like, what do you mean it's not fried? And he was like, well, I didn't actually fry it.
Did he put it in the air fryer?
Is it fried chicken? I wasn't going to eat it. No, he said that he oven fried the chicken.
Okay, don't worry about it.
He didn't fry the chicken. Yeah, I don't have time. I was like, okay. Because when I seen it, he had a bowl of it like on the table. And I typically don't even go in the break room, but I felt like being social that day. So I went, and that's the first shit I seen. And I was like, who the hell brought this fried ass chicken up in here? And he was like, oh, I bought it. And I was like, oh, I said, so you fried the chicken? And he was like, well, yeah, but it's not fried. And I said, I should have took my ass back to my desk. Mm-hmm. And why be social? Mm-hmm. He's so strange though. Like, he does these weird diets where he cuts a lot and they give him gas. They give him like really bad gas. So if we're like all in the area together,
so he just be pooping
because he's just constantly farting. Yeah, like, have you ever worked with somebody that got in trouble, that had to get, like, written up because they fart?
He's grown. Why is he farting?
That's how bad
he can't help it. He got like loose bowels.
This is a grown person.
Flatulent. What the shit called?
It's also here. It only happens when he does his weird diets. But like I said, if you have to go to the, if you gotta, you know, if you gotta fart, then just step out. Like, you ain't gotta fart in front of everybody and stink up the whole place.
Yeah.
Go to go, real go shit. Run to the corner or something.
Go step outside somewhere. Yeah.
Like, he farts. Yeah. He just farts. And yeah, he had to get he didn't get written up for it. It was like, oh, he had gotten a warning about it. That's crazy.
You just like disgusting me with the roach poop to the dead cats to farts. Like, what are we doing?
I'm sorry. But by the time I get there to go to the hibachi place, you should be fine.
That'd be good.
You should be fine. But yeah, I have roaches and I have a whole kid that's allergic to cockroaches. So
yeah, I'm kind of mother of the fuckers.
Over here, a mother of the year over here. Man, fuck him.
Okay.
I beat that nigga ass.
That works.
So did you?
No.
Yeah, thank you. Did you watch the memorial for Kobe and Gigi? No, you didn't. Did you at least see the
I saw Michael. Okay, so I was doing my side hustle. So I was on the phone with Bae while Bae was on lunch break. And she was watching it at work on her computer. So I heard Vanessa talking about Kobe. I didn't hear the speech she gave about Gigi. I heard the one about Kobe. And then I heard I saw Michael Jordan and Shaq had me laughing. So I watched like the highlights. I saw Beyonce and, you know, stuff like that. But I refused to watch Vanessa speak about Gigi. I can't do it.
So she did that. She talked about her first. I made me like, so all the TVs are like out in the gym area. So I made me like a little setup. I had my snacks. I had my chair. I had it reclined and everything. And I had the TV up as loud as I could get it. And it was during lunch because it started at 1 Eastern time. So I was like, well, shoot, I'll be able to watch this. But it didn't start on time. It started at like 12:20. It probably started at 12:20 damn four. It didn't start on time. So I couldn't I couldn't watch the whole thing. But I did see I was very impressed with Beyonce because, you know, normally I'm a critic. But
why were you
surprised? She did what needed to be done. I thought she did a good job. Because normally I'm a critic.
Okay.
Like normally, like I didn't watch Homecoming. I didn't watch Beyonce at Coachella. Lemonade, I didn't watch those.
I watched Coachella.
I didn't watch any of those because I didn't watch any of them because.
Hope the beehive though.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them. I know, because they're going to get me. But no, I didn't watch any of those. So when I
can't believe you didn't watch Homecoming and she did like the whole HBCU type thing.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I watched some of the highlights, okay, but as far as actually watching
she
the
did
whole thing,
amazing at the memorial.
Yeah, she did very, very, very good. And I think Alicia Keys was the last. That was the last thing that I saw. So I saw the speeches about Gigi and Kobe, but I didn't hear. I heard the one about Gigi, but I didn't really hear what she couldn't really hear what she was saying about Kobe because by the time she started talking about him, we had started taking patients in again. So I just kept the TV on it, but I didn't get to like sit down and watch the whole thing. And I was ready.
Yeah. She did. She was very strong to get up there and talk about both of them, though. She did say, like, God knew, you know, y'all couldn't live without one another, so he took both of y'all. That was like, whew. I mean, people die every day. We talked about this, but shit. Goddamn.
I just get saddened at the fact that, you know, some people, you know, are cut down, like, in, you know, very young, like, okay, she's 13, and she had so much, you know, promise and potential, and, you know, I think about, you know, like, we were talking about Pop Smoke last week, 20 years old, like, I was thinking about what I was doing in my 20s, and, you know, I hadn't even begun to live life, 13, I hadn't even begun to live life, and to be cut, you know, cut down so short. There's me.
There you go.
It bothers me.
Yeah. That's some bullshit. I didn't even realize where the fuck was. Oh, it was Monday, so I had to take Tank to the vet, and I went to grab some shoes. I had put a Saint shirt on, and a while back, Bae had bought me some shoes. She sent me a picture, and I was like, "Ooh, give me them." It was black and gold, and I looked. I said, "That's the symbol." Then I looked at like a signature on the shoe box, and I pulled it out. I said, "Damn, these some damn Kobe Bryant shoes." I didn't even know, and I just so happened to be wearing them that day on accident.
Damn. Oh, actually.
Yeah, man.
You done had some Kobe's and I didn't even know it. So, you know what? I feel like, and I'm not saying this is true, but I feel like we, the black folks, were the only people that were tuned into this because, like I said, I don't hang out in the gym like that. And when, you know, some of my coworkers see me, I was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm watching the Kobe Bryant Memorial." And it was like, "They still haven't buried him yet?" Like, first of all, bitch, we don't have to bury our people the next day like y'all do.
The same night, motherfucker.
Right. But still, and then I was like, okay, it's a memorial service. They've already buried him. This is just a memorial. But, like, I ran into that a few times. Like, it was several people that was like, what are we watching? Because normally, when I cut that TV on, I put it on Boomerang and we watched, like, the old cartoons. And so we wasn't watching Boomerang that day. We was watching CNN. It was like, "What are we watching?" And I was like, "The Kobe Bryant Memorial." And it was so funny because all of my black patients, you know, they were watching it like intently, like they were gravitating towards the TV. And the white people were like, "They still haven't buried him yet."
That's because it wasn't Larry Bird that died. It was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, or Pistol Pete Maravich.
Motherfucker. God damn it. Whatever.
I was like, first of all, bitch, we don't have to bury our people in the same day like you do.
Man, don't say that because I'm light skinned. I think, well, I'm getting burned me anyway, so it don't matter. Anyways, just need to hit my name.
Can I light the match?
I don't think that's how it works, but sure. You can push me into the oven. I'll tell my mama that's the request that you push me into the oven.
Okay.
God damn. Like you making a clay pot or something. Yeah.
I shot a piece of paper in the basket and I said Kobe and it just didn't feel right.
Damn.
It didn't feel right at all.
Still ain't shit.
So I ain't.
Hold on.
Hold
on. Cause I ain't watched it, but I seen the clip of the Red Table Talk Jada that made me mad. But I can't do it based off the clip. Yeah. So I'm going to shut up till I watch it and we can come back to it.
Yeah. Let's watch the whole thing because I didn't watch it either. I just watched the clips of it. But I just want to know why.
Why would?
Like, I want to know why I was done because he had already apologized.
I don't know what he. Never mind.
He had already apologized. Okay, so Let's talk about it for a second. Okay, so Snoop, when he went off, he called her. This nigga called her a dog face bitch.
Dog face bitch. You know he from the ghetto.
I know some dog face bitches.
God damn.
But he called her a dog face bitch. And he was like, leave Kobe alone before we come get you. So when he said that, when he said before we come get you, I was like, ooh.
But no, I knew.
Okay, I already knew.
I knew he wasn't talking literally. He's coming in his vehicle to come get her. Like, who took that literally?
I knew when he said that, that people were going to make the were going to jump to the conclusion that he meant that either not him, not he was going to come get him, get her, but it was almost like, you know, that he would send people or people that liked Kobe would come get her. And that's where the death threats and all this other shit had come from. So I knew once he said that, that it was, I knew it was going to be a fucking problem.
But
Snoop had already, go ahead.
They were friends. Like, I'm not excusing that. Like, I don't think, I didn't take it as he about to send some goons to go bust a Captain Gail King ass. Ain't that last night? Yeah. I didn't take it that way because mm-hmm. I just didn't. I think I kind of knew better because I don't know. Snoop's not about their life anymore. So I just took it as like a you fucking with the wrong one. He has real supporters, real fans. You gonna get it. That's how I took it.
Right. Right. Like he, like she was gonna be canceled.
Yeah, not like in person, somebody running up to her house. I just took it as like we about to light your ass up.
Right. But, so apparently people did not take it that way. They took it literally and started threatening her. But regardless of the fact, I still don't understand why he had to go on, you know, on the show because he had already apologized. Like, what was the point if you're gonna sit around and you just gonna, you know, keep bringing, you know, the stuff up that the man said? He didn't already apologize to her ass.
Right.
So if we're gonna continue to play out what he said, and you sitting here telling this man why he was wrong for saying that and how he should have and how he could have handled it, what's the point when he already acknowledged his fault and he had already apologized?
Well, maybe to dig deeper in it, and she also took it. I felt like you were talking to me. I was like, shit, I didn't feel like that.
I did not feel like that because I thought she was wrong for doing it.
Time and place. I understand journalism and you got to ask tough questions. Like the chick that interviewed, she said, are you okay to talk about Kobe? Like she asked first and you know, you don't have to, but just be respectful of people that are mourning. You know what I'm saying? It was disrespectful.
And that's the thing. A lot of the media is not respectful to anybody. It's, you know, these people don't have any privacy or anything, but the media is not respectful to anybody that's mourning or that's grieving or that's having any kind of, you know, any kind of hard time. They did the same shit with you know, Paris Jackson and made it seem like she was, you know, just like all on these drugs and shit. The little girl just lost her father. What do you fucking expect? Like, you don't, like, people don't go through this. People go through this shit every day. But if you're not in the limelight, if you're not a celebrity, then it doesn't get captured,
right?
You know, like that. But regardless of the fact, you know, I still felt like Gail was wrong for even asking Lisa Leslie that shit. Especially when she tried to play up the fact that she considered herself and Kobe friends. Yeah. When if that's your friend, you could have asked him about it when he was still here. I don't know, but I do want to watch the episode because
I haven't watched the whole thing. And I want to though, like you said, because like with the Jordan Woods thing, I saw like a clip, and then when I watched not Jordan Woods, the Aisha Curry one, I just saw the clip, and then when I watched the whole thing, I was like, it wasn't even that fucking serious.
Right. I watched the Jordan Woods one. I remember that one.
was like, I believed her ass. I believe
I didn't.
I know a lot of people, other people didn't, but I believed her ass. I mean, she acknowledged that she was wrong. She shouldn't have been there. She did acknowledge that. Do I think that she went there in order to fool around with Tristan? No. Do I think that she felt comfortable enough to go back to his house? And then, I mean, I've done this shit too. Like, felt comfortable enough to go somewhere that I probably should not have gone. And then, you know, I've done that plenty of times. Not recently, but I've done that before. And in hindsight, you know, you look in, you know, perception, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't have gone there. Because it looks bad. Okay, so, example. This guy, he and I belonged to the same, we was like in the same organization. And I was in charge of running a youth fraternity. And I was trying to get it, you know, get it off the ground. And he had texted me. Me and him had we talked. I knew he was married. It wasn't a hiding factor. But me and him would talk because I used to write his papers. He used to pay me to write his papers when he was in school. So we talked, and I texted him. And when he texted me back, I texted him something. I was like, hey, I need to talk to you. And he was like, what's up? And he just started going off the handle. Like, you know, you gonna always be my baby. I'd do anything for you. And I wasn't taking it like that, because I know that if I asked him for something, or if I asked him to do something for me, he would, because of the relationship that we had. Nothing sexual at all. It was strictly writing papers. Like, this nigga was paying me $50 a paper. I was a writing son of a bitch. Okay, so I texted him and I said, don't you have a daughter? And he said, yeah. I said, I'm finna call you because I need to talk to you about something. Well, this dumbass nigga was, and he was always high, this dumbass nigga was texting me on an iPhone that was backed up to his daughter's iPad. So all the messages that he was sending me, even though he's sending me this crazy shit, you know, I'm gonna do anything for you. I got you, whatever it is. The daughter seen the messages. She sent the shit to her mama. And of course, the mama calls me and she ready to fight, and I was finna slash that bitch throat. And I, as you know, so she calmed down when I saw her. When we met up, she had calmed down a lot because she was talking Cash Money shit over the phone. Like, I literally came to meet her with a knife in my pocket because I was going to kill that bitch. So when we were talking and she's explaining to me, she said, I don't know what y'all talked about on the phone, but this is the last message that you sent him. And so to me, you know, this looks like this. And I said, I totally understand that. I understand that. I said, if I was in your shoes, I would be looking the same way too. And her husband was cheating on her, but he wasn't cheating with me. I knew he was cheating on me, but it wasn't me. But I wasn't no snitch, so I wasn't gonna tell. But all I told the bitch was, I said, I'm not sure, you know, how secure you are in your marriage and in your household. And I'm not telling you that your husband is out here cheating on you. I said, but if he is, it ain't with me. I'm not the one that you should be upset with. I said, the only reason that I, you know, only reason that I talked to him or that I texted him that day was because I wanted him to bring his daughter to this meeting, because I'm trying to, you know, drum up participation and support. I'm trying to get people to join. I had to have like a minimum of eight kids to join. And I was trying to get as many people as I could to do so. So that was the only reason that I had even reached out and I had texted him. So after that, I started looking at the things that I did and the things that I say, you know, regardless of my intentions, perception is always going to be there. So regardless if you have the purest intentions or not, perception is going to take over. You know, if it look bad, it look bad. And if it don't, then it don't. But, you know, it's all about how it's presented and how it's looked. So from that point on, I've always tried to operate, you know, with that in the back of my head, because I don't need no fuck shit happening. Like, I wasn't even fucking this dude at all. I didn't need that. I didn't need that kind of drama because I was really gonna stab this bitch. So I can understand, you know, where Jordan was coming from when she was saying, I went because I was comfortable there and I thought everything was gonna be okay. I now see how that could have been wrong and how it could have looked bad and yada yada yada, not a bullshit like that. So yeah. Fuck Gail, fuck Okra.
R.I.P. my dude.
Rest in peace, Kobe. Yeah. Okay. Big topic is there was a thread on Twitter, and this girl has, like, I like her handle, like her name. I like her name. Her name was Optimus Fine. I like that shit. I thought it was funny. But she said that we are, that if we as women refuse to date a man that has been with both a man and a woman, that we are basically homophobic and don't deserve to have nice things. Now, this all stemmed, her thread, which was long, all stemmed from a clip of this show on, it looked like a reality show. Matter of okay, the show was on, it was on, it was a clip from a Netflix show about a guy and a girl who were engaged and they were getting ready to get married, and he had just let her know, he had just told her or came out and told her that he had been in a relationship with men before her, but he's not gay and he doesn't want to be with a man, he wants to be with her. And that shit did not sit well with her.
Okay.
And it eventually did not sit well with him. She gave him his ring back. They called each other a bunch of very, very, very mean names.
Oh.
And like, he threw the motherfucking ring. Threw it. And he said, fuck her.
Hmm.
And that just like her.
Oh.
So double standard, because women can flip, but people are
repeat
not
your question because you sound like Optimus Prime on my hand.
Why do you think that is?
But men can't. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, so women can flip flop. And,
I think people think that all gay men like take it in the ass.
Yeah, be welcome back into the fold. So
or bisexual men. Anybody, like it's not, that's not always the case. So I just think it's like they're not masculine if they like men or whatever, which is, there's a lot of masculine men that like men. But I think it takes away the masculinity, and that's the issue. With women, it's sexy. It's body parts rubbing and they're kissing, you know, our bodies are soft and shit like that. So it's like sexy to people. But what niggas do is like two hard ass chests pressing up against each other and balls slapping and shit like that. Like, I just think it's not, when you think of a female, you think sensual and soft and loving and caressing and blah, 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 blah. And I think, it makes it sexy to people. And it's just not the same when it comes to men.
So,
yes.
Men.
I love Insecure. Can't wait for
you. Okay. You watch Insecure, right? Okay. So you remember when, I know, right? Hurry up, Issa. But you remember when Molly was dating the guy that had said it was, they just kissed, right? Her, him and the other guy, they just kissed. That was it. And she couldn't get over it because she thought that he was gay. it was gay for him to even kiss another guy, and she just couldn't get over it. She couldn't handle it, even though the sex was bomb. She couldn't handle it. And then all these years, well, not years later, then, you know, season later, you find out that he's like engaged to a woman, and she still can't see past the fact that, you mm-hmm. know, he kissed.
Okay, it's something like that on this show, like Sisters.
It, and it never happened
again. Chick is dating a dude, so, and he has two dads. He was adopted, and he likes like vibrators and shit in his butt, and he likes wearing lace underwear because he says they're more comfortable. Yeah. Yeah, but he also put like a vibrator in his ass, and she could not get over it. But he's very straight. He's just, I mean, some men like that, but they say that their G spot is in their ass. So, yeah.
That's what I heard.
No.
I mean, okay, so can you see? I know that you are not on the same side of the fence as I am. So, but if you were, and I'm not saying you will. No, okay. You're not doing it at all?
I just think I like what I like.
But do you think that makes you homophobic?
I'm not bashing it. I just don't. I don't think
so either.
And it is not fair because I like men and women, but I don't want to compete with. Maybe it's, if I didn't have trust issues, it would be better. We can't.
But how
just like women,
how do we,
I mean, men
women
can't compete with women. I don't know.
We can't.
I've never been in that position, so I really don't know. But I don't think I would. If it was like I just got a relationship with a boy. Like if a guy tried something, like, hey, I kissed my roommate in college. Okay. Because I think there's a lot of people that I've dated that have probably, or a lot of my homeboys that have probably messed with dudes. But, like, to be like, yeah, I was just in a relationship with a guy for a year. Before that, he was another guy for 3 years. I don't think I could do that. I don't mind the experimenting part, but, like, full-blown.
Right.
Whatever.
I don't think. Well, the relationship, I've never had to ask anybody no questions like this, and I never thought that I would ever have to ask a man, you know, have you been with a man?
Oh my God.
Like, man, have you ever had another man suck your dick, or have you ever sucked one? Yeah, like these are questions that you gotta ask in 2020, and I never thought that I would get there, and it scares me because, like, you just don't fucking know. Now, unless you dating, there are still some like hard ass like hood bae. I asked him, oh my gosh, I said, we were talking explicitly, and I was like, hey, I said, if I let you bust in my mouth, can I spit it back in yours and you swallow it?
Because
this nigga cussed me out.
Yeah. Well, I'm a girl.
It's yours. Like, why do I have to swallow it if you don't want to? And he's like, fuck no, that shit not coming back in my mouth. I was like, but he said,
hello.
You bust in my mouth, can you spit? I said, yes.
I'm licking the pool and kissing you right after. Like, what are we doing?
Love to. Like, if you don't. My nigga, if you're not sharing, I'm gonna come get it. Like, I want to taste myself. I like the shit. So, you know, why you want me to swallow your kids, but you won't swallow them? He's like, that shit not coming back.
Mad dad, girl.
Nowhere near, but it's yours, my nigga.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you're not gonna swallow it, then I'm gonna spit the shit out.
I
don't
cannot
expect me, I'll catch it,
even
don't
fathom
me
letting
the dude
go to my mouth. I can't. Ew. No. Mm-mm.
I have. That's happened, and I have shared. Like I was able to spit some back in his mouth, and he swallowed the shit.
I know,
they were,
but
his
I just.
Kids. I mean, he should
even some girls their like ears. Their nut tastes weird, so I can't. Like, I used to.
Okay, so like, if you have a bad diet, you are gonna taste funky.
Yeah.
If your hygiene is not up to par, you're gonna taste funky. You can't just drink alkaline water and eat pineapples. Like, you gotta wash
it. Spread the lips and pull it back.
Yeah. Get up in there. Put some hot water in that shit. But no, like, I just never thought that I would have to ask that. And I don't think, you know, that we all have preferences. Preference is what, you know, what I prefer and what I like. And I don't believe that that makes me homophobic, because homophobic means that I am
and want to kill them and shit. It ain't even that deep.
You know, men that like men. And that's not the case. I don't want to do that. That's not true. Like, I have some friends that, you know,
and I like girls, nigga. Like, and you my nigga.
I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with it. Because they
wait. I like one.
Yeah. She likes, Michelle likes girls, and I'm a girl. Okay, she used to like girls, and I'm a girl. But we were all, we was cool. It never bothered me. You know what? My kids asked me if you was coming to Houston with me. They said, "Is Miss Michelle coming to Houston?" And I said, Michelle's a dude.
Well, you tell your children I didn't get invited, but that's neither here nor there. Thank you.
Invited is a strong word.
I didn't.
Invited is such a strong word.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of lame, but I wouldn't invite me either. So I feel you.
So, like, okay, I'm
just telling you to tell your children.
I don't like the way you say
it. It ain't my fault. Did I do that? It ain't my fault. I'm up here really dancing too. Like, I'm on a tank.
Did I do that?
I'm gonna go buy me a No Limit chain. Where can I find it at? Amazon got them.
Oh my gosh.
Amazon got them.
Not a No Limit.
And I'm able.
Hell yeah, they got them. I know they got them. I had a masterpiece. I had a masterpiece CD, but I ain't seen it in a long time. You talking about listening to a whole No Limit CD all the way
motherfucking
to Atlanta in the back.
Anti skip ass CD player. You crazy. But yeah, we're not homophobic with natural. I'm not. But I don't think I could. I don't mind someone experimenting, trying. I'd rather you do that than you do it when we together or we married, and then you want to decide you want to fuck a nigga in the ass. But,
and then you want to leave. Yeah. Like, I'm leaving you.
For I don't mind experimenting, but if you like full blown relationship, I don't know.
Fuck you, and I cut both of y'all dicks off.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I would. It's a preference. I would just prefer you not. Yeah, it's a preference. I would just prefer you not. Like, some people prefer light skin.
Or some people prefer dark skin. Because that seems to be happening to not have sucked dicks. But I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to go.
All right, bitch. Pull up. We going to the hibachi place? All right, I'm on my way.
All right.
Bits.